This is the Gospel Way with the Fairfield Church of Christ.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises. I'm standing on the promises of God.
Hi, I'm Jody Davis with the Fairfield Church of Christ. A short while ago, when I was in elementary school, I remember a teacher calling all of us students into a big circle, and the class was having to do with religion. I believe it was social studies. And the teacher went around the circle asking each of us children what church we belong to. Well, when it came to me, I was asked what I was, and I said, I'm a Christian. And my teacher looked at me and she said, well, what kind of Christian are you? And I shrugged my shoulders. I simply didn't understand. And I said, I'm a Christian. I didn't understand the question because I was raised in just the Bible, the New Testament of Christ. And I was raised such that with just the Bible, you're just a Christian. If you go according to the New Testament, which Christ shed his blood for on the cross, well, then you're a Christian. There's no other man-made names attached to it or fancy things to attract you like word neon signs and stuff like that. Simply his church, the church belonging to Christ. I'd like to explain that a little bit. Just the Bible for just Christians, filtering out the finger of man, so to speak, and just looking for the finger of God. It is our utmost concern to worship the Lord as closely as possible to the way the church in the New Testament did. And, you know, in doing so, anyone can be that church. The church established by our Lord, the church proclaimed by the apostles and all the evangelists throughout the book of Acts, just that pure church, that first church and only church. Anyone can do that by simply going to the Word. We call ourselves the Church of Christ. Well, that name is pulled from Scripture. There are other scriptural names that can be used for a church, the Church of God, the Church of God in Christ, and such as that. But we go to Romans 16:16, where you read, the churches of Christ greet you. And indeed, it is his church. We read this in Matthew, the 16th chapter, in verse 18, where our Lord says, I will build my church, his church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Just going to the Bible, just going to the Word, we find scriptural names for the church, for his church, and we indeed find that it is his church when we turn to the Matthew scripture. We work very hard to follow the precious inspired words of the New Testament of Christ to be saved, to live and conduct our services. Well, those words are what he shed his blood for on the cross. If you look at Matthew 26:28, while our Lord is instituting the Lord's Supper, we read this, for this is my blood, the blood of Christ, of the new covenant, the new testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. His blood bought and paid for the new covenant, the New Testament. It is his. And we go there, we find his church. We do not use manuals rule books, or any other man-made guidelines or procedures. Distant conferences and conventions being held by men do not determine our faith. The only faith that we hearken to is that faith that once for all was handed down with those bloods, with those words paid for by the cross. We can read in Jude the third verse, Jude is encouraging those Christians to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. And there it is again, just the Bible, just that New Testament of Christ. The most vital words that we can hearken to. We have no earthly headquarters dictating what we are to believe. The head of the church is Christ in his New Testament, his very words, those which he died for on the cross. Well, those are our beliefs. In Ephesians, the first chapter, verses 22 through 23, we read, and he put all things under his feet, that being Christ, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Christ, the head of the church, no convention, no commission, no man, no president. Christ, the head of the church. Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all. That means by the authority of, do all in the name of, by the authority of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Christ, the head of the church. His words, which he shed blood for on the cross, his New Testament, the belief we hearken to. The organized religions of man, with their additions, deletions, their twistings, their names that they hearken with, sometimes including the names of men, sometimes fancy neon-type words to try to attract you. Well, we reject all that, and we hearken back to, well, the God standard. His words. In 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, verses 3 through 5, we find the Apostle Paul warning the preacher Timothy that time's going to come when people aren't going to want this pure word, this New Testament with Christ, the head of the church. We read there, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, that which were taught in the New Testament of Christ, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. The Apostle Paul is warning Timothy they're going to lift up teachers that are going to teach what they want to hear instead of the precious words of the New Testament, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. Well, we don't want to rest our eternal fate in a fable. We want to go to the pure words of Christ. We want to go to his New Testament, and we want to be that church. I'll leave you with these wise words. I'm not sure who the author was, but it kind of encapsulates this whole thing. Going back to the New Testament, and striving to be that church instead of all the stuff that the finger of man has added to it. Listen to these words. When worshiping God becomes a performance, the assembly becomes an audience. Worship then becomes entertainment, and the people's applause, approval, and numbers, well, they become the measure of success instead of the word of God.
don't you join us at the Fairfield Church of Christ in going to that word? Join us in that cause. We meet on Sundays for Bible study at 9:30 in the morning, and then for worship at 10:30 in the morning. And also on Sunday, we have a 6 o'clock p.m. worship. On Wednesdays, we meet at 6 o'clock p.m. for a Bible study. If you would like to study the Bible, that pure Word of God, with a correspondence course by mail or in person at your home or our building, don't hesitate to contact us by, well, you can contact us by email at fairfieldchristians@gmail.com. That's one word, fairfieldchristians@gmail.com. Or you can call us any time of night or day at 618-847-7202. Until next time, Lord willing, this has been the Fairfield Church of Christ with the Gospel Way. All hail the